Dave Grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today is Wonder Chapter, Psalms Chapter 42. It's a relatively short Wonder Chapter, and I should start off with a word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, thank you for the Son of the Dawn. Thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. And thank you for always being there for us, Father. What we have control in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, and we have done what we have failed to do. Father, may you have mercy on us, may you continue protecting us, may you continue guiding us, Father, that in whatever thing that we do, you may come and guide us, to come and protect us and be with us in everything that we do. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Psalms chapter 42. As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my Lord. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, where is your God? The things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why are you so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from the Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is within me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go mourning, oppressed by my enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day, where is your Lord? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. And this is our Wonder Chapter for today. It is a relatively short Wonder Chapter, and I just have two messages that I want us to pick. The first one comes from verse 1. It says, as the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my Lord. Amen. As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my Lord. The moment I read this, it just triggered, like, a question just started resonating in my mind. How much are you panting for the Lord? How much are you looking for the Lord? How much are you seeking the Lord? How much flame is within you that burns, that yearns for the Lord? That's the right word. That yearns for the Lord. How much do you yearn for the Lord? It just made me remember that as Christians, so many times it's when we are faced with problems, it's when we are faced with calamities, it's when we are in need that's when we yearn for the Lord, because we want something from Him. But how many times do you sit here and then you go wholesomely, not because you want something, but because you know that He completes some missing, incomplete piece of a puzzle of your life? How many times do you sit there and you feel like, yes, I need to be in the presence of the Lord, I need to be in the house of the Lord? How many times? And that defines our relationship with God. That defines our vertical relationship with God. That defines our place in the hierarchy of the kingdom, how much we yearn for the Lord. Which place do you want to be? Where do you want to be? Do you want to be in the presence of the Lord? Or do you want to be away? Do you want to be under His protection? Or do you want to be outside? How much do you yearn for the Lord? Verse 2 says, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? We see the author today. His mind is bamboozled. I don't know if that's an actual word. But his mind is, you know, he's not at rest. Why? Because he doesn't feel the Spirit of the Lord within him. within him. He does not feel that connection. Does it also worry you every time you aren't in the presence of the Lord? Does it? Does it also make you feel some sort of way every time you're not in his presence? Or for you, you just be there comfortable, not until when you have a problem, that's when you remember, oh, by the way, I think God exists. How much does your soul thirst for him, for the living God? How eager are you to meet him? We as Christians, we ought to keep that flame burning. We have to, you know, we have to always be ready. We have to always be hyper for the Lord. That in everything we do, especially when we're doing it for God, we put all our efforts. How willing are you? How ready are you? How much does your heart yearn for God? And lastly, when you look at verse 5, what does verse 5 says? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why are you so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Why are you downcast? Why are you so disturbed? Ask yourself. As a Christian, why are you so downcast? Why are you so disturbed? What is not giving you rest? Take it to the Lord. Put your hope in God. So many times we put our hope in flesh. We put our hopes in man. And trust me, they always fail. But you know who doesn't fail? The Lord Almighty. So why don't you put your trust in him? He who made you. He who sees the future. He who sees tomorrow. He who sees where you're going to be. Why do you then put your trust in someone who can't even see the next second? Someone who didn't even know how you came about? When your phone gets spoiled, you won't take it for prayers. You won't take it to a baby class, to a teacher. You take it to a repair shop. And that's how we are. Our manufacturer, the person who made us, is the Lord. So anytime that you feel you have something bothering you, that you have something that is not making you at rest, take it to the Lord and watch him do his thing. And that's what I had for you today. Get some time, read Psalm chapter 42. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We love to hear from you. Remember, Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life and thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, for the way we have gone from in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, we have done what we have failed to do. Father, may you have mercy on us and may you always guide us, that in whatever thing that we're going to do, Father, we do it knowing that you love us and that you are always there for us. We pray this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.